USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Environmental Protection Agency says four sites are now ready to receive waste from the February 3rd train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Regional EPA Administrator Deborah Shore said two Ohio sites began receiving waste material Monday, while a third Ohio location and an Indiana location have been approved to start receiving waste material. Shore also announced at Monday's briefing that a welcome center will be available for members of the community to drop in and speak directly with officials from the EPA, FEMA, and other agencies. The Chicago mayor's race is coming down to the wire. Incumbent Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing off against eight challengers today. If no candidate cracks 50% of the vote, the top two vote-getters advance to an April 4th runoff. Rising crime has been a top issue in the city. Lightfoot, who is black, has claimed her race has been a factor in the contest. Even with new reports coming out this week, the U.S. is still not 100% sure where COVID came from.
When it comes to the origins of COVID-19,
there is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
That's National Security Spokesman John Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office, and he's got a whole government effort designed to do that.
I'm John Schaefer.
More severe weather is being felt by millions across the U.S. The winter storms that recently dumped several inches of snow on parts of California is making its way into the Northeast. It's expected to bring rain and snow into this morning. Areas in the Midwest felt the conditions Monday, along with heavy winds and mass power outages. Meantime, tornadoes were reported in parts of the central U.S. in recent days. That includes Kansas and Oklahoma, where one death and about a dozen injuries were reported. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is visiting Ukraine as the U.S. ramps up its economic support to the country at war with Russia. Yellen made the unannounced journey to Kyiv Monday, a week after President Biden's surprise visit to the capital. She met with top Ukrainian officials and discussed the rollout of roughly $10 billion in financial assistance for the country, part of the $45 billion package of aid Congress passed in December. Yellen stressed the U.S. would continue to provide funds. Ukraine needs to keep its government running as Russia's invasion enters its second year. A new report says weather disasters around the U.S. are becoming more expensive.
Last year, the country experienced 18 weather disasters in which the damage topped $1 billion. This according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The big part of that big bill, Hurricane Ian, which accounted for nearly $113 billion all by itself. It was by far the costliest disaster of the year. Coming in second, the western and central drought and heat wave at about $22 billion. And it's not just money. Last year, those $18 billion disasters claimed nearly 500 lives. I'm Richard Johnson.
Pending home sales are on the rise for the second straight month. The National Association of Realtors said contract signings rose 8.1% in January. The group's chief economist said a drop in mortgage rates made homes more affordable for many buyers. Pending home sales were up in all four regions of the country in January, but they are still 24% lower than 1 year ago. I'm Julio Flores.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.